I'm Rob Hamilton, Kamer V Metro West News, directed by the generous support of Winco Protective Services, Iwata 2 Wonder River. Nearly 250 employees of Jack Cooper, a vehicle hauling company in Wentzville, are now jobless after the company failed to reach a new contract agreement with General Motors last week. The Wentzville terminal closed its doors on Friday, and employees were notified of layoffs the following day. The move follows earlier layoffs of over 400 workers in Kansas City. Jack Cooper, once one of North America's largest haulers from Fivish Vehicles, is reportedly winding out operations after losing contracts with both GM and Ford, affecting over 1,700 jobs. The Missouri Department of Conservation and the Great Rivers Habitat Alliance have teamed up to protect nearly 785 acres of wetland habitat in St. Charles County, formerly the Whistling Wings Duck Club. The land, located at a key waterfowl migration area, will serve as a refuge for ducks, geese, and other species. GRHA, which acquired the property from Ducks Unlimited, plans to use it as a hub for educational programs, scientific research, and hunting initiatives. MDC provided $2 million for the land purchase and habitat maintenance, but will not manage waterfowl hunting at the site. The St. Peter's Police Department is offering a Spring Citizen Police Academy from March 5th to May the 21st on Wednesday evenings from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the St. Peter's Justice Center. The interactive program gives participants a behind-the-scenes look at law enforcement, covering topics like crime scene investigations, traffic stops, SWAT operations, and more. New for 2025, attendees will meet police and K-9 officers and learn about their training and role. Space is limited, and those interested can sign up by visiting the city's website at stpetersmo.net. Lane closures are scheduled in both directions on Mexico Road near the Grand Teton intersection for utility work today during the hours of 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., weather permitting. Additionally, the outside northbound lane of Grand Teton will be closed February the 18th. The outside outbound lane on February the 19th, loads from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Drivers are encouraged to use alternate routes. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by the generous support of Waco Protective Services on 102 on the River.